Well, on Good Friday, when we have such a long gospel, it is ironic that we feel pressured to give such a short homily. Because if there's a gospel we should be talking about, it is this one. It's kind of a disservice, I think. But having just listened to the gospel according to Luke, we realize that we have now begun Holy Week. Your next stop in church might be next Sunday, but I want to remind everyone that we have some of the most important and ancient liturgies of our tradition on Holy Thursday and Good Friday to unpack what is happening. And these liturgies don't even scratch the surface. It's kind of like a mini retreat. So I wanted today to think in simplest terms, kind of a cliff note version of what we are hoping to discover this Holy Week. The first point I want to make is God made us so that we can be here right now. This is the purpose that he made us, is to be here. He gave his son to become us so that we can become him. St. Augustine wrote, "Let us rejoice and give thanks that we have become not only Christian, but Christ." The second point, all of this is for you. It is happening for you. Theologians say that if you were the only person on this earth, the Son of God would still come and die for you. This gospel you just heard, the angry mob, the torture, the blood, a shameful death, public disgrace. What wondrous love. It's one of my favorite songs. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul, that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. So we see in the stories this week tension, love and obedience. We look at into his followers. Do they have resolve to go forward or resignation to just simply accept what comes? Have they made a commitment to Jesus, or is this just some kind of compliance? This is a strong theme I like very much, to talk about the difference between commitment and compliance. Probably 85% of the church is just in compliance mode without making a commitment. Due to his experience as a human and of humans, he could have shut this whole thing down at any minute if he decided to, if he wasn't wanting to go through with it. The third point I want to make, God is love. He has no other desire than that you thrive. Here's how he says in Jesus, his word, suffering and death. From the world's perspective, it doesn't make any sense. But we are the body of Christ. We are his passion and death. We do this every time we come to Mass. Do this in memory of me, Jesus says. Again, St. Augustine, he says that the true measure of time is our inner memory. You decide that the saving act of Jesus is not in the past or something that we are still waiting for. It is now. So you remember. Jesus, remember me, the man on the cross says next to Jesus. It is this day you will be with me, this day in paradise. It is this day that Jesus lives in, the eternal today. There is no other place we are to be at this time than here at this Mass. Is there a more important role that you can think of in the world than to be participating in its salvation? And when we offer ourselves with Christ on the cross, there just happens to be a wonderful side effect. All are welcome. We come as we are, but we leave better.